age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the great American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about medicine is stunned. When was the last time you heard that headline? Well, they're stunned because cancer patients using natural therapies to get better, so we're going to talk about that. We may get time to talk about digestion. We do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional, it puts us in Psalms 103. I love Psalms. One of my favorite books of the Bible. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities and heals all thy diseases. Amen. I'll take it. God's herbs are good. He says they're here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So I take that to the bank. But, you know, seek ye the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker. Hey, Frank, pay attention. Brussels, guess what they're doing? They are saying absolutely no way to 5G. Yep. Brussels government... their capital region says that the people of Brussels are not guinea pigs. For those with health that can sell for profit, I cannot welcome any technology, radiation standards, which do not protect our citizens and in respect to 5G. So what happens is 240 scientists and doctors from 41 different nations published research on the documented harmful effects of 5G radiation on biological life forms. That would be, you know, like you and me, Frank. So the scientists have appealed to the United Nations calling for a moratorium on 5G, but you know how far that went. So the radiation has been shown, they say in the report, to cause changes in bacterial growth, neuroceratic effects, DNA damage, and even cancer. They said there's... that when you get this rapid influx of pulsing of the electromagnetic frequency fields, it stresses the calcium channel blockers in our cells, they said. And it severely affects two body systems the most, eyes and your kidneys. They say with the eyes, it will create cataracts, detached retinas, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. And with the kidneys, it won't allow for regeneration of the electrical fields in the body that help your kidneys. And so on a molecule level, the filtration of your kidneys, the absorption is adversely affected in your kidney function. So just what we needed, right? All right, moving along in the quack report. Government shuts down a U.S. biowarfare lab, warns that killer bugs could escape through the wastewater. Oh, my word. All right, so governments around the world, you know, tend to have these disease hubs. You know, they got biological agents like Ebola in these developmental laboratories. It's supposed to be under those strict protocols of safety, you know, super safe, super, super, super safe protocols. Well, according to a report from the UK's Daily Mail, the Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease at Fort Detrick, the biological warfare agents there are not secure. The Center for Disease Control has inspected the facility in June, determined that it failed to meet the biosafety levels 3 and 4 of their operating standards. So, you know, we're in trouble when that happens. So anyway, so the facility has been struggling over the last year to improve their decontamination processes after a flooding issue in May of 2018 when the CDC issued a cease and desist notice. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, companies are racing to find, get this, Frank, the key to eternal life. Oh, yay. Fountain of Youth, old pursuit, but it's still ongoing. There's investor groups pouring millions of dollars into startup companies searching for the revolutionary way to halt the aging process. Do you want to live forever, Frank? I know I don't. You know? I mean, think about it. If you, only a few people live forever, you know, everybody you know is going to die. That's kind of depressing. Yeah. Well, Frank's got a good point. He says, if you read the Bible, you'll have eternal life. Thank you, Frank. I love it. UK startup, they're developing a bunch of therapies and technologies to increase human longevity. $100 million in funding for this. Biotech, invested in 15 companies like this in the United States, the UK, including a company called AgeX Therapeutics out of California. They are working on stem cells regeneration tissues, which tend to deteriorate as we age. So, goodness, we got GMO, we got gene editing, now we've got, I don't know, what do we got, Frank? What do we got? I don't think we have enough money for any of that. But anyway, that wraps the Quack Report. Woohoo! Thanks, Frank. Okie dokie. We're going to be talking about medicine being stunned regarding patients looking to natural medicine regarding cancer. Yep, you know, more people are, you know, taking this step and researching treatments offered by modern medicine also and natural medicine. And quite frankly, people are doing more research on anything that it really impacts their lives. And why wouldn't people take advantage of the technology to, you know, search for answers? So research can help confirm even advertising. So authentic testimonies can also point people in a direction to discover new information they may normally not have even looked into. So you never know what you're going to find unless you look. And modern medicine is not very accepting of patients challenging their treatments, right? So it's not accepting of success stories using natural therapies, I can tell you that. So most allopathic physicians, well, they don't have any knowledge or experience in using natural therapies. It's not an area that they can explore and promote professionally, so why take the time? Well, we got to take a break on the other side. We're going to explore this, so stay where you are. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for Frank. My headset's saying something other than what you're saying. All right, so we're back here, and we're going to be continuing with our discussion of medicine being stunned that natural therapies, people are looking to those things, especially for something as scary as cancer. Isn't that something else? Right. Now, if I had to sum up why more people are, looking to natural medicine, to help even with a challenging illness, I would have to say it's kind of a couple of things. The expensive toxic treatments really don't usually resolve the problem. And they're also looking at a trust issue, because people are really not willing to risk their lives if they have reservations about any type of treatment, especially drug research. So we're going to see what the research team at Southwestern Medical Center in Utah is saying about cancer and alternative therapies. All right, so let's talk about the empowerment, because it's stunning. That's the word they use. Now, I'm surprised that the researchers at Southwestern Medical Center in Utah were stunned by what they discovered in their research, but they described the revelation as stunning, what they discovered. So this suggests these scientists and physicians were shocked, astonished, surprised, amazed, godsmacked even, that a third of cancer patients are willing to use natural therapies to deal with their cancer predicament. So they report that the patients were using combinations of therapies like meditation, yoga, acupuncture, massage, herbal medicines, and other supplements. And of course, the scientific mind of the doctors are like, yeah, right. That's not going to do with anything. Well, the research did get published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or your JAMA Oncology Journal, in April 2019. And physicians are really not in the habit of asking patients if they are using alternative therapies. But according to this report, the doctors at Utah's Southwestern Medical Center require patients to disclose this type of information. Here's a quote from Dr. Nina Sanford. She's professor of radiation oncology and gastroenterology at the hospital in Utah, and she says, Herbal supplements were the most common alternative medicine, followed by chiropractic care. And she goes on to say, our research suggests that younger patients and women are more likely to use complementary or alternative medicine. We also learn that patients often do not tell their physician they're using these treatments, especially if the physician does not ask, end of quote. Well, let's see what else she says. Lastly, she says, myself and other cancer specialists agree this is concerning, especially in the case of herbal supplements. So apparently they don't like that. They don't like people using herbs with regard to cancer. Well, Dr. Sanford also mentions that the patients that they surveyed said that the reason they did not disclose to their doctor they were using other forms of treatments is because they didn't think the doctor needed the information. So now there is really this interesting statement here when they said the doctors didn't need the information. So from a patient perspective, they know, you know, medical physicians don't deal in natural therapies. They don't know much about them and therefore would not know how to advise them. So from their viewpoint, why say anything? So it kind of makes, that's common sense, right? But you got to know about mixing treatments sometimes is not a good idea. So there is this unknown when you mix natural therapies with allopathic treatments. So let's face it, mixing herbs with your, let's say, chemo drugs and radiation is not what I would personally do. I would not think of, you know, if you used your yoga and your massage and your chiropractic care, I don't think there's too much of a risk there. But here is some insight into why Dr. Sanford objects to using their herbs. She says, we have no idea on certain supplement use during radiation treatments. It could interfere due to the high levels of antioxidants in some supplements, and it would make the radiation less effective. Well, anybody that hears the term antioxidants normally knows that's a good thing, but radiation and antioxidants not so good together. She goes on to say, oh no, this is Dr. David Gerber, lung cancer specialist at Southwestern Medical. And he says, physicians need to know that supplements can completely throw off traditional cancer treatments. The supplements can interfere with the medicines they're giving patients. So I have known some physicians actually ban the use of such supplements like vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin Bs during cancer treatments. And I will say that herbs can sometimes, you know, block the absorption of prescribed drugs or magnify them. So I typically don't advocate mixing herbal medicines with drugs. Now, there are some exceptions, such as if, let's say, you wanted to wean off a metabolic drug to avoid withdrawal. But in most instances, the doctors really don't have a clue what will happen using herbs all by themselves, let alone with your chemo and radiation. So patients will be told, avoid your supplements. Just avoid your supplements. Now, here is a quote from Nancy Myers. She's a 47-year-old mother, four children. And she says this, I wanted to use vitamin supplements during my cancer treatments. And I asked my doctor, and I was told I could not use them. One doctor said, quote, we don't know how supplements interact with our conventional medicines. So after my treatment, I used turmeric, omega-3s, and vitamin D, and vitamin B6. I know plenty of people in my cancer support group who use alternative therapies, and I know people who use only alternative medicines for their cancer, end of quote. Well, and the overall research really on modern medicine's cancer treatments is that it has a very high mortality rate. Okay, now this isn't scientific research. This isn't something I just made up. So the average patient lives typically 2 to 5 years after their cancer treatment, and there are exceptions, but the majority are not so fortunate. So oncologists who are honest tell their patients, we don't have a cure for cancer. The best we hope for is to delay the final outcome. Okay. Therefore, I find the following statement by Dr. Sanford a bit misleading. She says, people with cancer who use only alternative medicine and no traditional medical treatment is dangerous and could be fatal. Well, Dr. Sanford knows that traditional medical cancer treatments do not save people from cancer and at the best temporarily instigates a remission, which means a lessening of symptoms. That remission word is not cure. People get confused. Therefore, the traditional medical treatments are fatal if you think about it, because it doesn't cure the cancer. So doctors are cautious about using nutritional supplements for cancer, but are very comfortable using toxic chemicals, radiation, and surgery for cancer. And radiation causes extreme fatigue. Chemochemicals kill healthy tissue along with the cancer cells, and it makes people sick. They experience neurological problems, and they also have sometimes irreversible damage to organs. So these treatments severely weaken the body. Here's a quote from Belinda Sarenbrock. She's a 53-year-old lady in Dallas who says, I had neuropathy nerve damage from my chemotherapy, and yoga helped with my pain. I highly recommend natural therapies to anyone. Well, you do have powerful options. Really, we sometimes forget we have options. So not every healthcare professional is opposed to natural therapies for severe illnesses. And I know that diet and medicinal herbs offer a lot of healing power. And one key is to not sabotage that effort with a lot of bad diets, tobacco and alcohol use. So you also want to keep a regular exercise schedule because, you know, blood brings healing. Good circulation is the key to regenerating and also for a disease reversal. So the research team at Columbia University School of Public Health witnessed that the use of natural therapies in early stage breast cancer was very therapeutic. So the research was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology in May 2016. And in that study, the natural therapies included were vitamins, minerals, herbal supplements, massage, and meditation. According to Dr. Heather Greenlee, professor of epidemiology, Columbia University School of Public Health, she says women who use supplements and other alternative medicine were less likely to need chemotherapy compared to those who did not use such therapies. Wow, right? So the research states that the women who used the alternative therapies for 12 months, 87 to 89% of these women were able to avoid the chemotherapy that was originally recommended to them. So their doctors, you know, took them off the recommended list for that. So the use of alternative and complementary medicines among patients with, let's say, breast cancer has increased in the past 20 years. So the most commonly used natural therapy was the supplements, the massage, and the meditation. But overall, patients report using three or more alternative therapies. So in this study, the approach to natural therapies was far different than the physician opinion was also different. So, oh, we got to take a little break. But when we come back, more a little more on this, and then we're going to skip on over to other stuff. We'll be right back.
To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking. Frank is getting retro. Thanks, Frank. Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, medicine, just wondering why people, they're kind of shocked that people say, I don't think I want to do the chemo. I don't want to do the radiation. I want to do something natural. And they're just like, what? They just can't understand why people would do that. I totally get it. I think you may too understand why people are doing that. They want a gentler, natural way of dealing with even the tough illnesses. And guess what? You do have medicines for that, and they're all natural and God provided them. So I think overall, more alternative therapies, natural therapies, people, that approach to natural is what people are looking for. Here is a quote from Heather Greenlee. She's a professor of epidemiology at Columbia University. She says the interpretation of results to oncologists, your cancer doctors, is that it is beneficial to ascertain the use of complementary or oral alternative medicine therapies among their patients, especially supplement use, and to consider the use of such treatments as a potential marker for patients at risk of not initiating chemotherapy. So what she's saying is, you know, keep an open mind, doc. You know, keep an open mind. You may have patients that totally reject your recommendation of traditional care. So, there, you know, you have to be accepting the person gets to decide that. So we do have adult homework, and what we have to do is it's very important to investigate all our options regarding any medical treatments. And sometimes you have to dig for some of the truth on treatments, but that is time well spent. It's worth it. So if I can find information on these conditions and these treatments, so can your doctor and so can you. So the thing to remember is herbs have medicinal power, because if they did not, the drug companies would not have used them initially to make drugs out of them. Now it's just synthetic copycats they use. They don't need the organic plant form. So when herbs are used, though, in their whole state, they're not stripped of their compounds, because you don't have to do a patent on them. The action of the herb is quite different than a traditional prescription drug. Then it is gentle and effective. So it's got the chemistry that God provided. God knows exactly what our cells need. So if you want more information on these types of options, you may want to contact Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, hey, get a free catalog. Look through there. See what they have. You'd be surprised. The tools. Sometimes, you know, you have the knowledge and the tools. You can be really empowered. Now, they do have their herbal detective program up there. It offers this mystery discount code if you want to get one. So just click on the banner on their homepage and get started. But this offer ends soon, so don't delay too long. So you can get a mystery discount code and use that on their online store, or you can use it over the phone or even on the order form inside the product catalog. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so since we were talking about cancer here, especially breast cancer there in the second study in Columbia, I thought we would talk about the connection some of the researchers have come up with regarding breast cancer in women and milk. Because you see all those commercials, you know, on the side of buses and magazines, got milk. It's very clever marketing. You know, people, you know, I grew up, my mom was saying, drink your milk, you need to have strong bones. And that's what everybody was told. Another successful gimmick to promote milk is celebrities will be drinking a bunch of milk and having the milk mustaches, you know, so they're promoting it that way. So these are all promotional tools. These are campaigns designed to get people to buy milk, more milk, and, you know, just really get a lot of milk products into the lifestyle. And it's not just a glass of milk. It's, you know, it's yogurt. It's cheese on the sandwich. It's a cheese on your pizza. It's, you know, even desserts like ice cream. So, and there's milk even in snacks. So you have to read your ingredient list. So milk is prevalent throughout the Western diet. And why shouldn't it be? Because we've all been told our body needs the calcium in milk. We have record health issues, though. 20 million people with osteoporosis. And with all the milk that we're drinking, why is that happening? You know, if you take milk, a pallet of milk will not really save you. If you had a whole pallet, it needs to be lifted with a forklift. So that's a lot of milk. So if you had a pallet of milk, it won't save you from osteoporosis or bone disease. It won't. And we're going to talk about that. Why? You might be surprised that dairy products can increase your risk of developing serious diseases. It's in scientific literature. But milk has become kind of a political topic, really. It's almost like, you know, there's a whole cartel industry, a monopoly, if you will, on milk. Everybody today seems, you know, to be, you know, connected, intertwined. So the National Dairy Council, which is supposedly a nonprofit, is funded by the dairy farmers, and they influence the dollars and cents of milk. The American Dairy Association, another nonprofit, was created to assist dairy farmers, and it's funded by dairy farmers to, you know, have checkoff dollars for milk. So there's this local chapter of the National Dairy Council, and that's, they're in each state, and the dairy industry is really controlled by unions. So the checkoff dollars we're referring to refers to union dues mandated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And also the beef and soy industry have similar structures. And the function of these nonprofits is to drive consumer spending on the dairy products, even if it means suppressing scientific research that exposes it as a hazardous to your health. Well, let's look at the dairy industry. If we see... more use of has come out regarding the health problems that dairy products can cause. One story from the United Kingdom was a scientist, Jane Plant. She published her discoveries while she was undergoing chemo treatment for breast cancer. Professor Plant is a geochemist, and she's also the chief scientist at the British Geological Survey. And she wrote a book titled Your Life in Your Hands. She founded the Cup Foundation, which promotes the truth about negative contributions of dairy products in the diet because it can lead you to breast cancer, she says. And her work, because of her work, she received an award, Britain's highest scientific award, called the Lord's Kilgarran Prize. So in a nutshell, Professor Plant and her husband noticed that in the Western countries, 1 in 10 women get breast cancer. In Ireland, 1 in 14 get breast cancer. But in China, 1 in 10,000 women get breast cancer. And they asked the question, why is that? They discovered women in China avoid milk products like the plague. So you won't see them eat yogurt, cheese, or ice cream, milkshakes, pudding, drink milk, or any kind of milk product in China. Women don't use it. So after 6 rounds of chemotherapy, Professor Plant removed the milk from her diet. She scrutinized every label of hidden milk ingredients, and her tumors disappeared completely. And, of course, some people say, well, it was the chemo. Well, how hard would it be just to get off cow's milk out there if you're worried about it? People, you know, just you know, get really addicted to foods. And but you can get used to anything. Come off of that milk and just see in 2 weeks if you had a little scoop of yogurt or a little scoop of ice cream, you would feel like you were strangling on mucus, because milk is a very mucusy type of product, and it does coat the entire system, and it traps toxins in. It's almost like, you know, the body struggles to breathe because it's so much mucus in the system. Well, let's look at the study. Scientists have known for some time there's this link between milk and breast cancer. They know there's a link between milk and prostate cancer and just plain cancer, okay? So epidemiological and cultural studies have proven there's a correlation between the consumption of dairy cow's milk products, especially whole milk and cheese products, and the number of cancer cases. So in 1977, scientists compared the incidence of breast cancer in Japan and found a significant increase in both the consumption of dairy products and the occurrence of breast cancer in their urban areas. So, you know, we westernized Japan after World War II, and there wasn't any breast cancer with Japanese women. But when they started introducing milk over there, women started having breast cancer in Japan. It's kind of a universal allergen, milk is. So cow's milk has been really identified as the most common universal allergen globally. The number two most common allergen is wheat. And bottom line is, if you want to eliminate your food allergies and say goodbye to infections like urinary tract infections, sinusitis, pneumonia, ear infections, throat infections, digestive diseases, asthma, and cancer, switch to a non-cow's milk product. You know, like coconut milk, almond milk, just, you know, and please, please don't neglect cheese, because cheese is a concentrated milk product. One slice of cheese equals 10 glasses of milk. People are astonished to hear that, but that's what it is. So, and I'm going to tell you, get off the milk. You're not going to put yourself at risk of osteoporosis. You're just not. There is a misconception that if you don't have cow's milk, you will get osteoporosis. And that is just not the truth. There's been a longstanding myth about that. Even the World Health Organization knows that the scientific studies show that when you consume milk as a calcium source, your body will absorb only about 18%. And there's really no guarantee that 18% is going to wind up in your bones. Actually, it's not going to wind up in your bones because it doesn't have boron and magnesium with it. That is required uptake so that the body can utilize your calcium. And we're going to talk about some really great organic sources of calcium that have those minerals for uptake. And you will be amazed how strong your bones, your hair, your skin, your nails are going to be. Oh, you're just going to say, wow, this is like, you know, world's best kept secret. We're going to take a little break. Be right back with more.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As
we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about having strong bones without cow's milk. It is possible. Actually, it is amazing how you can reverse osteoporosis in about 3 or 4 months with no cow's milk at all. Yep. Bone health is really tied to minerals and your hormones. So you have to ask yourself, you know, how does the cow develop all these strong bones and lots of muscles when it doesn't consume any cow's milk past the weaning of the little calf, right? Well, the answer is cows eat greens, right? So we have 9 million cows in the United States, which are not classified as all that healthy. And this is why nearly half of the bovine leukemia viruses are in these cows. Crohn's disease bacterium also in causing cows to have irritable bowels syndrome in humans. Artificial growth hormones are pumped into these cows and they promoted human prion disease. So if you ask Dr. Robert Cohen, he wrote a book, Milk, the Deadly Poison. It seems that hormones that they inject in the cows affect humans, how they metabolize the milk product. So one glass of milk can flood your blood system with excessive estrogen, increasing the risk of breast cancer. And so even if you get organic milk, it's still not going to have those minerals, and it's also not going to help your hormones, and it's not going to help your bones. And people say, well, how about raw milk? Is that any better? Well, before the Industrial Revolution, people consumed raw milk. And farming methods changed, and milk went from a farming method to a factory method. So people moved away from the farms, the agricultural lifestyle, and they no longer owned their livestock, which they could go out and milk every day. So it really depends on how you, who you ask whether raw milk is healthy or if it's bad for you. Raw milk contains proteins, some good bacteria, enzymes, and hormones made in the phosphoprotein process. So the pasteurization supposedly is going to remove those phosphoproteins. And you might ask, well, why does it do that? Well, the phosphoprotein is a solid as a filler. They use it for other foods. They put it in ice cream. They use it in a lot of manufacturing products. It winds up in fabrics and adhesives and plastics. So when they separate it from the milk, they seem to be able to sell it for more money into these other industries. So why would the dairy industry want to include any of these things in your milk? The pasteurization of milk product also reduces large amounts of vitamin B6 and especially your vitamin C. See, it's a flash pasteurization. It's hot enough or just long enough to kill the good stuff, but not to kill the bad stuff. So you get a filthy product in the end. Here's a quote from Sally Fallon. She's the founder of Weston Price Foundation. She says, pasteurization destroys enzymes, diminishes your vitamin content, denatures your fragile milk protein, destroys your vitamin B12, kills beneficial bacteria, promotes pathogens, and also is associated with allergies, increased tooth decay, colic in infants, growth problems in children, osteoporosis, arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. End of quote. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's in the schools, It's, you know, it's everywhere you look. Milk is in a lot of your snacks and your prepackaged foods. Well, in 1800, scientists discovered a trace mineral called boron. And scientific studies prove boron is essential in plants to be healthy. Nearly 100 years later, they also discovered boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanisms for healthy human people, human bones especially. So what happens if you don't have adequate amount of boron? You will experience an exodus of both calcium and magnesium through the urine. You're losing bone, okay? And as you lose your boron, at a rapid stage of demineralization is going to take place, which causes severe osteoporosis. So women who are premenopausal are at a higher risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose their boron. And scientists and physicians have known for years that animal milk does not provide the required minerals for boron and magnesium so that the calcium in the milk could be properly metabolized and absorbed and utilized by the body. So you're just wasting a bunch of money thinking that you're going to have strong bones drinking cow's milk. So the cardiovascular system also needs minerals too, but when you consume the cow's milk, it leads to this development of heart disease because you're losing the minerals, okay? It's exiting the body. And it's a lot of alkalinity as well. Cause I'm sure you've heard, you know, a lot of health experts are saying, don't allow your pH to get too acidy. You want to be more alkaline than acidic. It prevents, serious diseases like cancer. Well, the facts are that disease can exist in either an acid or alkaline environment. You just don't want to swing too far to either direction, given disease a real foothold. So the citrus foods actually can act like an alkaline food source in the body to establish a more balanced pH. So just don't think that all your citrus is acid because it has an alkaline effect in the system. So get you some you go to the stores that sell a lot of scientific stuff for classrooms in high school, and you can get those saliva test strips for your pH. You can test your pH that way. And you want to be around a 6.5 or a 7 on the strip line. So people say, well, how do I balance my pH? How do I get healthy calcium in the system? Well, you can get your natural calcium with the required uptake minerals of magnesium and boron in foods like your nuts, your seeds, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower. And if you want a free list of calcium-rich foods, the folks at Apothecary Herbs email them out for free. They can drop it in the mail to you for free if you don't have an email address. So it's an educational process. It's about, you know, being smart, eating organic if you can. But this goes a long way to building up the minerals that are missing in your system so your bones can be well again. Also, if you're really behind the eight ball and you got a bone issue, you may want to consider using the medicinal plants that can really super infuse your system with those minerals in the right balance quickly. We like to use medicinal herbs that have calcium because whenever you look at foods or herbs with calcium, it'll have the correct ratio of calcium with the boron and magnesium, and it's identical. It's two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. God did that, and it's a necessary thing. It's there repeatedly through these food sources that have calcium. So, and when you have the balanced chemistry, you don't need megadose. You can get the work done. You can rebuild the bones up in a short amount of time. It's not rocket science. It doesn't require expensive surgery or toxic drugs, expensive drugs. You just need plants. You just need the right ones. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a calcium herbal plant liquid. And it's an interesting thing. People have given testimony on this product. You can see it up on their website. It's in their catalog too. You can see it there. And you can reverse a lot of problems with bones in a few months just with the right chemistry. And it's all organic and it's God's chemistry and it can't be perfected. It's there. Now, of course, if you have hormonal issues too, they do have some herbs that help male and female hormonal systems. And this is not a hormone replacement therapy. What this is plant nutrition either for men or women, because you got female plants, you got male plants for specific things, and it will feed the endocrine system. And your endocrine system is the system, the glandular system that manufactures hormone. So what you're using is plants, medicinal plants that feed the glands in the endocrine system so they can balance and run properly, function properly, and make the hormones that are right for you. And so a lot of guys with low T, a lot of women going through menopause and other things, you know, you have a lot of power just by using smart medicinals, you know, the right ones, organic and certified organic, till standard whole food organic. And you know where to go if you want that. And that's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. I mean, it's, you ever wonder what's in your supplements, Frank? People do. They call me a lot and they go, can I ask you about this product I have? Sure. They'll tell me about it. I said, what's in it? And they start reading the ingredient list. They struggle sometimes because they have trouble pronouncing stuff. So it reads, it's not the Latin name of the herb in there, and it's not the common name of the herb. It's a long chemical name, which means it's a synthetic derivative. And I tell them, the body reacts to that as if you took a petrochemical drug, like, you know, a pharmaceutical product. So you don't have the chemistry right in that. It's an isolated chemical. And so whole foods is the way to go, and I strictly stick by that. Diet, really clean, good diet, and keep it simple and keep it basic and keep it clean and organic. And if you need herbal medicines, you want the same thing. You want whole food. You don't want the alkaloid stripped. You don't want it, you know, exposed to heat and friction, because it ruins the herbs. Herbs are heat sensitive. You cannot expose a herb to a friction process and expect to have anything potent come out of that. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they use certified organic tilth ingredients. They naturally age and cold press everything, no heat, and it makes a superior product. It's a professional grade. So you won't find it in stores because they started out selling to practitioners, but now you can buy direct from them, and you just go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you just give them a call on the toll-free number saying, hey, I need one of your catalogs. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And you can call them up and ask for a catalog. They'll send it to you in the mail, first class. You can download their catalog off their website if you want. If you're on their website and you do have email and you want to get empowered and informed, you can sign up for the free newsletters that go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can get lots of healthy information each and every week in your email and be empowered, because that's what it's about. Taking the power back, right? Feeling independent, feeling good, being well. Yeah, be well. That's what it's about. And don't forget, their Herbal Detective Program is there to save you money with a mystery discount. So take advantage of that. Just go to their website and click on it and see what their discount is. It's exciting. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.